Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Welcome to the show. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Starting Monday, the free Phil Hendry podcast. Visit us online at philhendryshow.com. There'll be a link there for our podcast. It will originate as well over at philhendryradio.com. And while you're over at philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass. You can watch our live streaming video cast of the show right now. We are on Phil TV in HD here at the El Pacifico, and you can also watch it on demand up to 5 days. We have a five-day video archive. We have thousands of hours, over 10 years. That's over a decade's worth of full three-hour shows. So when I say that this is it's a virtual Phil Hendry library, to the extent that you're interested in that kind of thing, we've got it at philhendryshow.com. Our number again, 877-876-PHIL. Oh, by the way, Memorial Day coming up. It's not really a gift-giving day, but if you've got a Phil Hendry fan in the family, if you want to decorate the house with Phil Hendry mugs or something, I don't know, visit our shop. We have a souvenir shop. We've got the brand-new Bobby Dooley keychains. We also have, of course, our ever-popular Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. And lots of stuff there at philhendryshow.com in our shop. Margaret Gray is going to join us tonight because she's been working on a story that apparently has borne some fruit. And we're going to talk with her right now about it. She is in Santa Monica this evening. And I think you've just come from work, Margaret.
Yeah, Phil, I've just been over from Angelica Dicklin's office. And we are on this story. I got to tell you... It was a bolt out of the blue today.
Well, what we're talking about is a former police officer claiming to have solved the mystery of San Francisco's Zodiac Killer.
The mystery of the Zodiac has been solved, Phil. He is a 91-year-old man living in, I believe it is, Solano County, California. We don't have his name. Again, we do not have his name. But this is a former police officer who says he has finally solved the mystery. Lyndon Lafferty, L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y, says the killer is this 91-year-old alcoholic man, by the way, Phil, living in Northern California. He will not name the suspect.
Now, this is the former police officer, a San Francisco police officer?
A former police officer. I'll check to see what agency he worked with. I believe he was San Francisco Police. It might be a smaller agency. As you know, Phil, there were a number of different police agencies working on that case in the late 1960s and early 1970s. So it is, it's possible that this officer, this Mr. Lafferty, did indeed work for a different police agency other than San Francisco PD.
All right. Now, you know, there was another suspect that I think they'd been talking about.
Yes, Mr. Allen was the name.
Allen. What is his full name?
The man that you're talking about, and they also mentioned him in the Zodiac movie, was cleared. His name was Arthur Lee Allen. He was a local man linked by way of circumstantial evidence that also included the fact that he owned a typewriter of the same make as that used to write the letters, and he also wore a Zodiac brand wristwatch. DNA evidence, I am told, Phil, ruled him out as a suspect. But that's really neither here nor there. What we're talking about here is this new evidence and this new suspect. Again, he has not been named.
Well, can I just jump in with a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to know one thing. If you've got the information, Margaret, you do, you don't. DNA evidence. Now, we're talking about 1970, 71.
Yes.
When these murders were committed. What DNA evidence did they have of the Zodiac?
You know, Phil, I don't know. We do know that the police have cleared that man, Arthur Lee Allen. They say, and I'm looking at the report from ABC News, that he was cleared of DNA evidence. What we're trying to do now, this is explosive news, and it is the fact that this case has been solved. And
well, okay, I understand that.
I'm a reporter, and I have been reporting on all kinds of news, including crime news, for a long time. Yes, I started out as an actress, and I've done a lot of things in entertainment, but I'm a writer now and have been for many years. And I'm telling you that this is one of the biggest breaks and probably the big story of the year.
All right. Okay, so what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is Margaret Gray is with us. A 91-year-old man who is identified, you identify him as an alcoholic.
I don't identify him as an alcoholic. Lyndon Lafferty. Lyndon Lafferty is the man. He identifies him as an alcoholic. He lives in Solano County. He's 91. And apparently, the evidence is very, very, very strong.
All right, we're talking with Margaret Gray, and we're discussing the possibility that the Zodiac killer that terrorized the San Francisco Bay Area over a period of years, actually. I mean, the man had sent these letters to the San Francisco Chronicle. He'd sent letters to local television.
Yeah, and he also had sent letters to, I believe, the police, taunting them in much the same manner that Jack the Ripper did, almost 100 years before. So the psychopath, being a grandiose and self-involved and narcissistic individual, the psychopath loves the attention and loves to control. And that's what this Zodiac was doing.
All right, but we're talking about that. The time frame is what?
I'm sorry?
What was the time frame that the Zodiac killer was killing?
Well, you said it. It was 1970-71. Getting back to this man, though.
Right. So this is the man, Mr. Lafferty.
Right. Getting back to him, the former police officer, Lyndon Lafferty, says the killer is a 91-year-old alcoholic man. Mr. Lafferty will not release his name. He claims the killer is 91 years of age, and he does not want the identity. He will not name the killer for safety reasons. He does give him the pseudonym George Russell Tucker. He doesn't use the name because of privacy and safety. The man is still alive.
Okay, again, he's not using the name, though.
The man is still alive. Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
The man is still alive and living in Solano County. He claims that he and other law enforcement officers, whom he collectively calls the Mandamus Seven, investigated the suspect in the early 1970s, but were frustrated by the power brokers in Solano County who stymied their efforts and, he alleges, protected the killer. Now, that's fascinating. That is absolutely fascinating.
What do you, when you say that they were stymieing efforts, what does that mean?
Well, it's possible that this man that is being protected is a former very important person in Solano County, California, and that Mr. Lafferty, Detective Lafferty, and his colleagues were stymied or were frustrated by their superiors because they did not want the identity of this man revealed. So I just feel I find this fascinating stuff.
And all right, we're talking with Margaret Gray.
And I want to finish a thought here. You're jumping in a lot.
I apologize, but I do have some questions.
I understand you have questions, but you're jumping in a lot, and you're stepping on things that I'm saying. I've got a lot of important information, Phil. So if you wouldn't mind, just allow me to get it out, and you can ask whatever questions you want to ask. This is a very, very big story. You know with the Zodiac Killer.
Absolutely. I mean, I was in high school when that happened. I remember the case. I remember how scared to death everybody was. I remember it was frightening. I followed it, Margaret.
Well, you may have followed it. Yes, you followed it. And I'm glad that we have responsible consumers of the news like yourself. I'm a reporter. So that takes it from the level of I followed it, Phil, to...
No, I'm not trying to disrespect your abilities as a reporter at all. I guess I'm taking my cue from you. I'm being as discriminatory as I can, or discriminating, I should say, as I can.
Well, that's a nice left-handed compliment.
It's not left-handed. Wouldn't you want me to ask questions?
Well, I would want you to ask questions of people that you know. I would want you to ask questions, Phil, of politicians, of individuals that you know lie and lie lie almost as if it's the air they breathe. Me, I don't think you treat that way, and sometimes I get that feeling.
No, I do not believe you're lying.
Well, then allow me to say what I have to say without you jumping in and trying to steal a little bit of the thunder here.
I'm not trying to... I'm sorry, Margaret, if that's what you thought I was doing.
Well, that's what it feels like. I've got the killer. I've got the Zodiac killer. The Zodiac killer.
I understand.
Well, no, I don't think you do understand. This man put fear into the hearts, and we know who he is. The identity, okay?
Yes.
Of the Zodiac killer. And I'm just asking to be heard.
All right. I need to take a break.
Naturally.
Well, Margaret, I do have to take a break.
Yeah, I know, and it's very convenient for you.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as Margaret Gray tells us about the discovery of, she says, the discovery of the Zodiac Killer. Forgive me for qualifying it. Forgive me for not being as definite as her. There are questions that I have that I'm going to, I'd like to ask her, and we will right after this break. But the Zodiac Killer, which was a serial killer in the Bay Area in the early 1970s, she is alleging has been, quote, discovered. Okay, 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil, world-famous Phil Hendry. She'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray has joined us, a writer for the Dicklin Syndicate. Her column, A Little Bird Told Me, appears in 150 newspapers across the country. I don't mean any disrespect, Margaret. I understand that David G. Hall is going to join us here in a moment. Look, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. I just simply am trying to do mine, which is to ask, you know, whatever questions I can. David, go ahead.
I want to echo here what Margaret's saying. Give her an opportunity to say what she's got to say, and what I would say is we've got enough problems in the media today. As you know, women are not treated well. I don't need to, we don't want to be perceived as having that cross to bear as well. Look, talk radio is already perceived as a racist, sexist matrix. A racist and sexist hole where these white devils live, you know, and I don't need one more host coming on here.
Look, you know full well I'm not being sexist.
Can I finish my thought? Because I know you cut the lady off, but I'm just saying that talk radio is already perceived by a great many people as this, really just this garbage can of racism, sexism, and stupidity. And I don't need a host, one of my hosts, coming on and giving the impression that he is, he thinks that's funny. And, you know, Phil, I've known Phil for a long time, David, and I don't think he intends that.
No, I don't intend that.
Hold on, Phil. I don't think he intends that. I think he's caught up in his role as Mr. Talk Show host, and I think a lot of these guys don't want to be seen as, giving it up to a woman.
Yeah, and that's been a problem.
Yeah, and so I think...
Just not to interrupt you, but that's been a problem with a lot of hosts. They want to make sure that the woman's kept in her place.
Right.
Can I jump in?
Hold on, Phil, please.
So what I would advise Phil to do is just to, if he wouldn't mind, keep his mouth shut long enough so I can get out some of this information. I mean, we are talking about the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer. We're not talking about some candy store stick-up. We're not talking about some...
I completely understand it, Phil. I think you need to have sensitivity to that.
I have nothing but sensitivity to that.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard you jumping in and asking questions.
Can I ask questions?
You can ask questions after she's finished making the point that, yes, they've caught the Zodiac Killer. You keep trying to dig into it. I just heard you going into that break. Well, maybe, allegedly.
That offends me. That absolutely offends me when you will not, because I'm a woman.
No, it's not got nothing to do with you being a woman. It's just, you have a book.
Hold on. See what I mean?
Bill, would you please? I hate to say this to you, Phil. Would you shut up?
Thank you, David. Because I am a woman, it doesn't mean you get to interrupt me and say, well, she says she's got one thing, but trust me, folks, it's something else. You don't get to do that anymore, Phil. As David said, talk radio, and I'm a liberal, and I don't mind saying it. And to me, talk radio is, it's like a piece of meat that's been left in the sun and is now filled with maggots. That's what talk radio is.
I am sorry that you feel that way.
Well, you know, is it any wonder, given what has happened in your media, Mr. Hall?
I apologize. I hope that we can, at some point, make it up to a lot of people.
Well, right now, I think a lot of Americans see talk radio as a place where only a stench, almost like a septic tank, you know? If you've ever walked by an open septic tank.
Well, and we're trying to make it different. Okay, Phil, now you can talk.
Wow, I mean, where do I even begin?
Don't give it a big editorial build-up. Now you can talk.
All right, I'd like to know, if you don't mind...
Whoa, wait, you can give your opinion, she hasn't finished.
Well, what do you want me to say here?
You can say what you were trying to do, and that you were wrong, and then let her take over.
Okay, what I was trying to do is answer two questions. I wanted to know where they got the DNA evidence.
You see what I mean?
Come on, Phil, get with it, will you?
And what am I doing wrong?
Don't start in with ripping her report to shreds.
This is exactly what women are up against. And I am absolutely sick to death of it.
I apologize.
I am sick to death of coming on these shows with a very important series of facts and revelations and having a man like Mr. Henry say, well, but you know...
Ms. Gray, you said that...
I'm not finished. I'm not finished. Not by a long shot, my friend. Now, I'll tell you this right now, David. I am going to hang this phone up and I'm going to leave these airwaves until you get this host that you've got here under control.
Listening to her?
Yes.
So you can, whatever question, you wait to the end of what it is she's got to say. All right, I'm going to go, and I appreciate it very much, Ms. Gray, for being on the show.
Well, I'm hopeful that there is a resolution to this problem, and one that, obviously we can talk about.
Okay, David is not here, so...
So what I was saying is simply this, Phil, that... The Zodiac Killer has been identified. Again, the Zodiac Killer has been identified. His name has not been released because, if you let me finish, there are safety concerns and there are other concerns. He's a 91-year-old alcoholic, and his name was kept from the public by certain members of the police department to protect his standing in society, which may very well have been that of a judge or something more powerful. But now, Lyndon Lafferty is ready to reveal the name once, I believe, the safety is assured. So this is terribly exciting, Phil. It's groundbreaking news. I don't know what you could possibly, why you would want to take away from people this moment of happiness. This man murdered people, and one of the people that he killed was a young lady that he just stabbed and stabbed, and her boyfriend watched. He was tied up watching, Phil. And now this dirty, filthy old drunk is living up there in Solana. Well, have yourself another drink, Mr. Zodiac, because you're about to be taken down. I'm Margaret Gray.
May I ask my questions?
Yes, you may. It would be nice if you waited until after your commercial break. I understand that you have one coming up, because I don't want to have to give half answers, if you don't mind.
I understand that. I think I could ask a question. We'll give you time to answer it.
What?
The DNA evidence that they say ruled out this one man, where did they get the Zodiac's DNA?
I don't know. Is that...
But they, if they have the DNA...
I don't know, Phil. That's not important.
All right, hold on, please. 877-876-PHIL. The Zodiac Killer has been discovered. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray from the Declan Seneca talking to us tonight about the discovery of the Zodiac Killer.
And Phil, I take note of your tone. I really am offended by it.
We don't have any real proof that this man is the Zodiac Killer, do we?
And what do you mean by we, Phil? As my father used to say, if you got a rocket in your pocket, who's we?
I mean the American, the people of California, the district attorney, the people that represent us.
We have the great work done by a police officer named Lyndon Lafferty, who identified against all odds the fact that there are powerful people. Do you understand? You really don't get it, do you? That there are things going on in this country and in this society, you can't know. There are very powerful people, and there are very powerful things going on.
Right. Yeah, and Margaret...
What do you mean, right? Yeah, I know... So.
But because you know how I feel about conspiracy theories, and you know how I feel about a lot of these things. I don't buy them. I don't buy 90% of them. And I don't believe that this man... What is the DNA evidence?
It doesn't make any... Are they police?
I'm asking what...
Are they police that were investigating this?
Yes, the police did.
Then they know where they got the DNA evidence.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray.
What Mr. Hall had said to you earlier, I think, holds. You are treating me, because I'm a woman, you're treating me like I'm stupid. And
no, I'm not. I'm asking you questions that I would ask a man were he on the air himself promoting this point of view. Vincent, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
You
don't
have to say I love your show.
Well, I do.
And
thank you.
First off, a lot of people have been identified as the Zodiac Killer over the years. And first off, where the DNA came from was from the Viejo letters and the San Francisco Chronicle letters that Zodiac actually sent to these publications.
Well,
okay.
Only one man was identified that was given any real credibility, and that was Arthur Lee Allen.
Well, you
the
know what you said.
Yes.
I've heard that you've followed this case for a long time, and actually know.
Yes, I have,
actually,
and I know that
they have actually
the original book that was
many
written.
Suspects, many suspects.
Yeah, I know they had many suspects.
And you know what?
This is the guy they kept falling on.
I hear you're ranting and raving.
Are you a writer?
Will you let this man at least say what he wants to say?
No, I'm not a writer, but you know what? I'm an enthusiast, and I've followed this case for a long time. And
well, so have I, and I'm saying to you that, yes, I know there have been many suspects. I'm not disputing that with you. But they kept coming back to Arthur Lee Allen over and over and over, including mentioning him in the movie, the most recent film, including in the book, the original book.
Okay, do you know what book that was? Do you know who wrote that book? Robert Graysmith wrote a lot of fictional things that came out in the Yellow Book. It's called
Robert
the Yellow Book.
Graysmith.
Zodiac. And a lot of the things in that book were false. So.
Like what?
Robert Graysmith's book, a lot of
yes,
facts are false.
In
if
that
you go
book,
back,
he identified. Are you crazy? I mean, there's not. He mentions the stamps. He mentions the He even mentions in that book the attempt to extract DNA, even though it was written in the early 1970s.
Zodiac. He mentions him as Robert Hall Star. And again, here's someone else mentioning, like, using a fake name to identify Zodiac. But at the end of the day, it all came back that Arthur Lee Allen was not the Zodiac because of DNA, because of recent DNA testing. Now,
where did they get the DNA? Where did they get the DNA?
He just told you they got the DNA from the letters.
His DNA came from the letters, but they got, when Arthur Lee Allen was found dead in his apartment, they took brain cells from him from his autopsy. And they that's where they tested it against Zodiac. And they found out that he was not Zodiac.
I know he's not Zodiac. I'm saying to you that this new guy, the drunk, is the guy.
Well, why do you believe that?
Yes, on what evidence?
What?
You got a fictitious book.
Are you kidding? This is the one thing that nobody's looked. This is what I can't take. I think it's
name and blaming somebody. Until you can come back with hard evidence, then you know what? Zodiac is not identified. I'm sorry.
Who is Zodiac? Do you know who Zodiac is?
I don't,
you know,
and nobody does.
He is? You know what? There's thousands of books about
Black
Dahlia.
They know who the Black Dahlia is. It's that woman, Elizabeth, what's her name? They know who she is. They don't know who killed her.
Who was the killer? Come on. Use your common sense
here. It's probably the cop or that the DA.
What? Probably what? You know, can we get some hard, fast facts here? I've got all this probably.
Bill, you don't know what you're up against here. You and this young man, you guys, you got your head so far up here, you know what? This is a very, these are some power.
No.
Are you laughing at me?
In the United States, you need evidence, not hearsay. What you're getting in this new book is hearsay.
Right. And I got to tell you something. In the day and age of, in the post 9/11 truth era that we live in, I'm getting more and more suspicious of this horse dung about how powerful people are covering things up. You know, I remember this was the early 70s, back when they had a thing called a credibility gap, and when Watergate was about, people wanted truth.
Credibility gap was a comedy group.
No, it was a term used by the press in those days to say somebody's lying to us.
Well, if you're talking about me, friend, you better smile, because I don't lie. And neither one of you guys has come up with anything.
Oh, you know what, ma'am? I don't think you're lying. I just think you're misinformed, and you're getting zealous about a book that has no basis on fact.
You know, I came on this program in good faith, thinking that I was going to be allowed to make my case. And I get jumped by
you
two.
I get jumped
by you two, and it's almost I'm being assaulted. And I know it's not a sexual assault, but in many ways it feels like what?
And what are you talking about?
You know what I mean. It feels like the two of you are controlling me physically as well as mentally.
I'm just bringing you facts, ma'am. I'm not bringing you hearsay. I'm bringing you actual facts about the case over the years. And you're telling me about
it. It feels like Bill is holding me down, and you're having your way with me.
Oh, come on!
No, this man.
That's what it feels like.
Wait a minute.
And when it comes to sexual assault, that's the most important thing.
This man is saying that the hard and fast facts are few and far between here, man. We have DNA that does not indict Mr. Allen. He's done. He's out. Man's dead. Goodbye. We have pictures. We have descriptions. We have, obviously, the wounds of the victims, what the victims went through. We have the letters. We don't have a whole hell of a lot. And you have some cops that did some pretty sloppy. You know that one cop, Vincent, who was the cop that sent one of the Zodiac letters himself? That was pretty whack.
Toshki.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
he was played by Mark Ruffalo.
That's nice. He was played by Mark Ruffalo. Whatever. But that guy, yeah.
Yeah, are you interviewing oh, my God, you're interviewing a caller, not me.
I'm asking the guy one question. What was the guy's name?
His name was Detective Toshki.
Right. That's the guy, and I don't imagine he retired with full honors, did he?
Actually, you know what? When he got into a scandal about the Zodiac letters, and they removed him from homicide, but, you know, not to take anything away from him, you know, he was a great detective, and he did a lot of great work for them.
And I wonder, why did he do that with the letters? Was he trying to get some notoriety, trying to make some money?
Well, you know, I think maybe that was a misunderstanding because a couple of things that I guess he maybe got a little high in the limelight and he wanted his name back in the paper. So
Thanks for your call, man. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. There's Vincent. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk to Margaret Gray.
I am absolutely offended.
Okay, so we got David again. What are you offended by?
I'm the guest being interviewed by you, and you spend an old home week here with Vincent. Vincent. Tell me all about it, Vincent. And tell me, Vincent, where does the sun come up again? Is it really in the east, or does it... Oh, my...
Okay, so we got David on the line. David, I was simply asking that young man...
When are you going to get it that I'm trying to run a... We're trying to run a company here where we are not a bunch of sexist pigs. Now, you've got a lady here on the phone that is a reporter who wants to be taken seriously, and you're having yourself a coffee clutch with a guy calling in. I don't want to be called away from my dinner.
I apologize, David.
David, and he's been doing, ever since you got off the phone, he's been doing it. I don't want to be called away from my dinner. Can I get some more butter and some more of that bread? Make it hot. The hot, yeah, you're bringing stale bread, for God's sake. Get your act. Hey, I'm not even in the mood now. I was going to sit down. I was going to have a nice dinner here at the market in Pasadena, but now I don't give a, I don't care at all for about anything. I have lost my appetite. I've lost my interest in life almost, it seems like. David, I would not let that upset you, but what I am saying is, Bill needs to be reminded of who the guest is.
You know who the guest is, right?
Yes, I know who the guest is. How could I forget?
Oh, my God. You're being smart-ass again.
No, I'm not.
God.
You know, I came in here. I'm in a lousy mood. Hey, you, where's the bread? I want it hot, too. You know how the hot bread... Hold on for a minute. The bread. I want it warm, and I want it on my table. No, you're not. You're standing over there with a toothpick. Go get me bread and bring me that butter. Not that... If you bring me margarine. You see what's happening?
Is that my fault?
You better believe it. You better believe it. I apologize, Ms. Gray.
Go back to your dinner, David.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to... on the line in Southgate, we have Mavis. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mavis, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm calling. I want to talk to this lady about it. I have never heard in my life a rude woman like you. I'm not being rude, but you shut your mouth. Now you tell people shut up, now you shut your mouth. Can I say something? No, you may not say nothing. I don't want to hear you say nothing. I have heard and heard and heard. I listen and listen and listen on my radio tonight, and I listen every night. And I've never heard a woman come on any radio program like I've heard here tonight, like a woman like you, talking all this garbage about everything. Mr. Henry trying to ask a question.
You know, can I tell you something? I am a liberal Democrat, and I give a damn if you remember the American Nazi Party. I don't give a damn.
The Nazi Party?
I'd like it better if you was a Nazi. I'd love it. Yeah, I'd love that. I think I'd trust you more if you was a Nazi.
You trust me more if I... Are you hearing this, Phil? I take it that you're black.
Why do you think I'm black?
No, you're not going to trap me that way.
How do you think I'm black? I demand an answer, you Miss White liberal.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to say I am a liberal, and I don't know why you're finding fault with me. I'm trying to stand up for the rights of women. And
you know something? You, as far as I'm concerned, you're a day late, a dollar short on that. And I don't need you standing up for me. I try to get Mr. Henry, and I want to know who the Zodiac is, because I remember the Zodiac very, very well. When I was in San Francisco back then, my husband moved up there and worked. And Robert here, who worked for Mr. Henry, too.
Robert's here, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember when the Zodiac was in the news, and I thought I was like going to load up a pair. I'm going to tell you right now, when they said about the Zodiac, I thought I'd load one up.
I don't understand load one up.
You like, well, I'm not going to, I'm a lady. Unlike you, I'm a lady. I'm not going to say. But I remember I took about three pairs of clean underwear with me, and I thought I'd load two when I heard about Zodiac Killer.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know something, Margaret? You're always talking about streaking, so...
How dare you bring that up now? Talk about streaking. Well, if you talk about streaking, don't you worry about me loading one. I load them. Listen, I've given birth to seven children. I've seen them load. I've seen diapers. I've seen all kinds of load jobs.
Well, you know something? I've never in my life been so insulted.
And I'm going to tell you something, lady. I think you have been insulted. I think you're not going to tell nobody that.
All right, look, I've got to take a break. Mavis, thank you for your call.
But I want to say one more thing. Do you have bumper stickers, or do you just have those cheap coffee?
877-876-PHIL is the number here. Talking with Margaret Gray, we've had David G. Hall, and we're talking about Margaret's allegation that the Zodiac Killer has been found. Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but I don't see, just as that last gentleman said, I don't see the hard and fast evidence of that. So we're going to continue with our line of questioning here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with us is Margaret Gray from the Declan Syndicate as we talk about the Zodiac Killer, a serial killer that was active in the San Francisco Bay Area between 1969 and 1971. And I believe the death toll was seven or eight. I don't know, Margaret.
I'd love to give you this information, but you have interrupted, and I think it's unfortunate, Phil, that you've allowed your own, I think really your own lack of ability as a reporter to cloud the discussion.
I apologize to the extent that I've not allowed facts to come out. How many people are attributed to the Zodiac Killer?
What does that mean, how many people?
How many people did he kill?
Phil, that's something that the police know.
Well, you followed the case.
Yes, I have followed the case very closely, but I don't, off the top of my head, I don't keep the kind of, I don't fixate on things that are, quite frankly, that are disturbing and ghoulish. I fixate on the science.
So we don't know how many people he killed.
Well, you don't, but I do, and...
Well, how many?
I don't have the number with me.
Well, from what I've read, I thought maybe it was a half a dozen.
Well, you can't say that. You're not a reporter. Boy, you really are trying to make this... You're trying to confuse things.
I'm just saying, from what I've read, it seems to me that maybe it was six or seven. I don't know. I'll have to look it up myself. Here is Josh on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing today?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Good deal. Margaret, how you doing?
Hello? Yes?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Now, I don't know...
I think that the number of victims are five confirmed dead and two injured.
Five confirmed dead, okay.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I just wanted to know how many people he killed, that's all. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Margaret, I don't know this squad about this Zodiac killer from 1969 to 1971.
Oh, my God. Then I mean, there are people who don't know anything about it. Then why are you calling up?
Why am I calling up? Because it's very frustrating when I hear another caller that has, seems like they have more information than you have, and you're sitting there shooting them down.
I beg your pardon. I'm a reporter.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're a reporter.
Thank you.
You dedicated your life to this Zodiac killer, but yet you don't have.
You know something? He was a serial killer that they didn't catch.
Hey, how about letting me finish? You don't have the basic facts when somebody asks you a question about, let's say, how many people he has killed.
No, you got to love a guy that says he doesn't know anything about the Zodiac Killer, and now
you don't know, or what you do know.
Well, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
It's an obvious thing. It's a painfully obvious thing. I mean,
what is it that you ask me? Ask me something about the Zodiac Killer, and I'll tell you.
Well, I asked you, and you.
I'm not talking to you, Phil.
Oh, see, there you go. I mean, if you don't agree with what you're saying, you're automatically wrong. Phil is trying to get some. Basic.
I wanted to.
You can give him a straight answer.
Well, go ahead. Ask me anything.
Him or me?
The caller. I want you to ask me something.
Okay.
Why can't I?
What I say when I first got on here. I don't know a thing about it.
Well, you mean you do want to ask me something? All right. What about? Phil. Ask me something.
Did you say the caller or me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to get educated. I'm trying to get some good knowledge on this, but every time somebody would call in or Mr. Phil would ask something, you cannot give a straight answer.
I most certainly... It's not important to know how many people he killed, so who cares?
Who cares? You got a certain...
Is he a serial killer, or did he just kill one person? I mean, come on.
I think if I said he's a serial killer, that means he's killed more than one. I think that goes to the basic intelligence of the situation.
So we got that basis down. Okay, he killed more than one person. But you've been reporting on this. You've been studying on this, correct? For how long?
Yes,
how many years have you been doing it?
Since I started writing in 1982.
That's 30 years.
No kidding. Yes, 1982.
And
now the Zodiac Killer was active in 1969 through 1971.
Right, that was in Wikipedia.
Oh, are you ready for him? That was in Wikipedia. I'm a reporter. I don't need Wikipedia.
Now we're out of time.
Of course you're out of time. You're always out of time. You know, sir, if you want to know more, follow my column in the Dicklin Syndicate. And I'll have more information for you. Obviously, I can't get the information out the way I want to put it out there. And it's unfortunate because, you know, years ago...
Okay, thanks a lot.
How dare you cut...
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is going to continue here in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL. More news to come. Mitt Romney.